stop. Symphony, the slowest I have ever heard it. It was as if it could fall apart, and yet it was so beautiful. And so you just heard what we can do as a group soul, uniting our voices on one note, swelling and diminishing. Keep this in your consciousness during the ohms, because it is most important that we go deeper and deeper now. This ohm choir has become such a sacred moment. For those of you who have been with us for years, you know that every moment is new and will always be new, because it is not us who are doing it. It is the Lord sending it down through these human bodies.
Ma, 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 ma
top note needs a little more support. We're opening a little, we're spreading to ma. We want ma. Let it jump.
Ma, 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 ma.
Mm-hmm. received a gift from one of our friends in Colombia this week, and she is a very special lady involved in flower production in Colombia, and it's a little bit much. It's okay when we're singing, but a little bit too much. Because, not for me, but it does disturb the group.
Okay, thank you.
I want the children, maybe a little older than that. Okay.
And I wanted to read it to you before our next exercise.
Hazrat Inayat Khan. The mystics of all ages have loved music most. In almost all the circles of the inner cult, in whatever part of the world, music seems to be the center of the cult or the ceremony. And those who attain that perfect peace, which is called nirvana, or in the language of the Hindus, samadhi, do this more easily through music. Therefore, Sufis, especially those of the Chistia school of ancient times, have taken music as a source of their meditation. And by meditating thus, they derive much benefit from it than those who meditate without the help of music. The effect that they experience is the unfoldment of the soul, the opening of the intuitive faculties, and their heart, so to speak, opens to all the beauty which is within and without, uplifting them and at the same time bringing them that perfection for which every soul yearns. I pass some difficult intervals and I'm splitting the men apart.
Oh.
Now we're going to go around and sing diatonic scale.
Thank you.
not doing the singing. The music is being sung through us. Early on, maybe 8 years ago, one lady said to me, "The music sings you. The music sings you." It's true. And the more we can forget ourselves and unite with the consciousness of each other, the deeper and deeper we will experience. Remember, there are no wrong notes, because it is he who is singing and he who is listening and enjoying and appreciating our offering, our sincerity, our devotion, and our love.
To aspire is indispensable. Well, when one aspires for the force, when one asks the divine for help, if one asks with the unshakable certitude that it will come, that it is impossible that it won't, then it is sure to come. The psychic being has this trust, has it wonderfully, without a shadow, an argument, without a contradiction. And when it is like that, there is not a prayer which does not get an answer, no aspiration which is not realized. The Mother.
Thank you.
and just receive the words as a timeless wave upon an eternal sea. This is from the Life Divine. The ascent to the divine life is the human journey, the work of works, the acceptable sacrifice. This alone is man's real business in the world and the justification of his existence, without which he would be only an insect crawling among other ephemeral insects on a speck of surface mud and water, which has managed to form itself amid the appalling immensities of the physical universe. The ascent to the divine life is the human journey, the work of works, the acceptable sacrifice. must remember that we should not get carried away with our own sound or our own offering. We are simply instruments. But those instruments, the psychic being in each of us, must open to the other psychic beings. Otherwise, we are just singing ourselves. So be conscious of all the beauty that is here tonight. Merge with it in aspiration and love and devotion. Alive in a dead, rotating universe, we whirl not here upon a casual globe, abandoned to a task beyond our force. Even through the tangled anarchy called fate, and through the bitterness of death and fall, an outstretched hand is felt upon our lives. It is near us in unnumbered bodies and births. In its unslackening grasp, it keeps for us safe the one inevitable supreme result no will can take away and no doom change, the crown of conscious immortality, the Godhead promised to our struggling souls when first man's heart dared death and suffered life. Go very deep, very deep. Open all the way. ecstatic voices smote at hearing's chords. Each movement found the music all its own. Songs thrilled of birds upon unfading boughs, the colors of whose plumage had been caught from the rainbow of imagination's wings.